You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So last week, internet safety was in the news quite a bit with Safe Internet Day, as well as a petition making international news on cyberbullying in South Korea. I think it garnered around 150,000 signatures, maybe more. So in the last 2 years, we've had to stay at home due to the pandemic. And so naturally, our internet usage may have increased. Therefore, we may have seen a rise in the prominence of cyberbullying on social media. Now, I spoke to Sean Lyons from NetSafe New Zealand about cyberbullying over the course of the pandemic and how to deal with it.
Have we seen cyberbullying become more prominent over the course of the pandemic and with everyone being in lockdown?
Yeah, well, it's obviously we've had sort of two bites at this, and it's something that we keep a kind of vigorous eye over and look at absolutely. And just to qualify, everything I kind of talk about really is largely based on the reports to us, but certainly the first lockdown we saw, you know, a really significant rise in the number of reports, actually across a whole range of different sort of online harms, but indeed specifically around the harassment and bullying kind of areas, those sorts of reports, we saw a significant jump. And we have seen regular quarterly numbers rise ever since that first lockdown, even in the periods where we kind of, temporarily drifted back to some form of sort of inter-COVID normality, still saw the rise, and again, seen a really big rise again, since the traffic light system, the August lockdown. All of those things have meant subsequent quarters have seen a rise in our numbers. So we are definitely busier in terms of the reports that we've taken, and certainly in terms of the reports that would qualify under the Harmful Digital Communications Act, which is a lot of that sort of harassment and bullying centered reports.
Yeah, and I guess that could be equated or, I guess, associated with the amount of online time.
Yeah, I think there's, yeah, for us, there's probably a couple of theories that we throw around. I mean, not a lot to sort of, you know, definitively prove those, but one, you're absolutely right, is the amount of time we're spending online and the sort of shift that we all had from what might have been offline interaction to more focused on online interaction. But also I think that there's an element of the general well-being of people when we are restricted as we have been, you know, in a way that none of us have ever experienced. Nobody's ever experienced anything like this. So that kind of the emotional toll that generally having restrictions have, you know, problems with business, problems with work, trying to work out new ways to work, people losing jobs, all of those kind of things will always, I think, factor in. And certainly we would imagine that that's had a big role to play in the way in which people have talked to each other, communicated, and then unfortunately in some cases, you know, caused each other very real harm.
Yeah. Now, in South Korea, unfortunately, an athlete and a celebrity were said to have taken their own lives due to the amount of online hate they received. This was around about last week. Do you think that cyberbullying has definitely ramped up in recent years, maybe not just over the course of the pandemic, but also, yeah, I think just in general?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think part of that, again, is that there are probably, that there are, you know, the advances in technology, the way in which we use technology means that we are, I guess, more likely to communicate with people. You know, one of the benefits that we talk about and the technology has given us over the last 10 or so years is that ability to communicate. And that's great if we you know, narrow that down to the window of positive communication. But we can't be blind to the fact that some of those communications are harmful, are damaging. They're arguments and they're fights that people have online. And I think that definitely there is something about the kind of always-on nature of that communication that preys on people's mental health, preys on people's mental state and their feeling of well-being. And for some people, that can have really sort of deleterious effects on how they feel about themselves and their friends and society generally. And I think for some people, that like I say, that has a real impact on their own sense of well-being.
Are there any ways which NetSafe or yourself would advise those who may be struggling with a bit of online hate?
Yeah, look, absolutely, and you're very right. The idea of things being very public is one factor that can really sort of build that sense of what's going on. Anonymity, like you said, the kind of, you know, the sense of not really knowing where this is coming from or not understanding what's happening can be something that people really worry about and can kind of amplify those effects. But I think at the same time, almost conversely, because it is happening to you, you know, on your device, your phone or whatever, that can feel like a very personal space, it can also feel at the same time kind of lonely, that you might be the only person experiencing this, or that you want to somehow sort of, you know, shy away or hide away from what it is to try and ignore it, hoping that it'll, you know, it's just online and therefore it will go away. So our advice generally to people is, if you are in these situations, to seek out some kind of help and support. Now that might be help and support from family and friends, from somebody that you know that understands or can talk to you about it, or it can be from a variety of help services that are out there, mental health services like Youthline or Lifeline that can support you, or services like ourselves, where we might be able to help deal a little bit more with the nuts and bolts, the technicality of what's going on, because there is something that people can do. Most of the platforms where these messages are going on have trust and safety services. They have rules and regulations, and they have systems of moderation and control that people can access to try and support themselves, to try and help themselves get out of these situations by reporting the content. And you know, platforms can provide sanctions and censure to some of these individuals that are doing this. So, but that can only really happen if people reach out to get that help. So find that support, to talk to us, you know, give us a ring, send us a text, send us an email, however it is that you need to get access. But please don't suffer in silence, assuming that it's just going to get better. One thing we do know is that the speed at which people get help, start to seek help, has a really positive impact on the outcome for an individual. Those that sort of sit in silence and hope it goes away, it might for some, but generally it doesn't. The quicker you get help, the quicker you get help to resolve these situations, the better the outcome generally is.
Yeah, and final question, are there any misconceptions surrounding cyberbullying that you've noticed or that have, that you've noticed?
Yeah, well, I think one of the biggest ones, and probably the most frustrating one for us, is people's general feeling that the platforms themselves are sort of, you know, giant faceless organisations where there is no human that you can reach. A lot of these systems do work on automated technologies, AI and stuff to scan and survey the content that goes up. But generally, there are also people out there to help. Some people that will review that content, some people that will take action. So the idea that there's nothing that can be done because it's a giant multinational corporation based on the west coast of the US, and therefore we should just do nothing, is probably the biggest misconception out there. Sing out, shout out, complain, make the situation known, make your presence felt with these platforms. If you feel like you're not getting anywhere, talk to us, talk to the other health services, and have a friend alongside in us to try and make that point really clear, and try and get these platforms to take some action to restore that safe environment for yourself.
That was Sean Lyons from NetSafe New Zealand speaking about how cyberbullying over the course of the pandemic and how to deal with it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.